Chapter 1. Preparing for Death. A man stood on a railroad bridge in northern Alabama. He looked down at the river 20 feet below. The water was flowing fast. The man's hands were tied behind his back and he had a rope around his neck. The other end of the rope was attached to a strong piece of wood above him. He stood upon a platform of loose planks. They had been placed there by two soldiers of the North's army, guided by their sergeant. The soldiers now stood on either side of him, keeping the planks in place. They were preparing to hang him. Their commanding officer stood watching the scene a few feet away. At each end of the bridge, two more soldiers stood holding rifles. Their backs were very straight, and they were staring ahead. It was as if they were not interested in what was about to occur. Their only duty was to guard the bridge. Beyond the guards, there was nobody in sight. The railroad ran on and seemed to disappear into a thick forest up ahead. On the opposite riverbank was a piece of open ground and a hill. On top of the hill, the soldiers had built a wooden fort. A big cannon was sticking out from the wall of the fort. This was used to guard the bridge from attack. Halfway up the hill stood a larger group of soldiers. The butts of their rifles rested on the ground. The top parts rested against their right shoulders as they watched the scene. Apart from the four soldiers on the bridge, no one moved. They were all completely still, waiting for the man's death.